San Diego did a great job taking a running game away, especially in that first half. If you can't run the football and at least have a little success, you're going to have a hard time scoring. I know we were 0-for-3 in the red zone, and part of that's due to not being able to push that ball in. And we lose a guy like Daniel Graham 2 weeks in a row, and he's been one of the keys to our running game this year, and we're going to have to be a little bit deeper at that position to have the success that we've had throughout the year, at least some success, you know, run the football. Obviously, in the second half, the game got a little bit out of control, moved the ball a little bit, but still couldn't get the ball in the end zone. Credit to San Diego, playing very good football, and I wish them well in the playoffs.
Mike, you disappointed with the play of your offensive line the last couple of weeks? Seems like Cutler's really been under pressure.
Well, I just think we talked about that. You know, you got to establish the run, especially against this football team. And they have been holding the opponents about 3 to 3.5 yards, you know, last half of the season. Really a credit to them. And we tried to run it early. We got a couple first downs and had that turnover. And that was the last time we could get a whole lot going in the running game. So really a credit to them. There's a mindset going in. And you know, Daniel has done a great job for us, you know, throughout the year, kind of controlling those outside linebackers, and both Merriman and Phillips are pretty darn tough in there, and we just couldn't get it going, so we kind of abandoned that and went to the passing game and couldn't convert once we got the ball in the red zone.
Same injury with Daniel.
Mike, is it possible you'll take another look at your punting game? Last week, just one more game.
We'll see.
How frustrating, Mike, obviously, that you had 10 days to prepare for these guys and have a showing like that today on Monday.
Good football team. It's a good football team. I mean, if you don't run the football and you're not ready to make some tough yards, they're going to do it to you. Then it surprised me. We had penalties. We had turnovers. We didn't score in the red zone. And you do that against this football team, they got a chance to embarrass you like they've done a number of teams this year, including us at home. We had our chances there in the second half. I thought our defense stepped up, did some good things, except for that first drive. But we moved the ball, but couldn't convert when it counted.
Mike, can you credit, with Earnshaw's performance tonight, is that due to rust at all, or is that no excuse?
What do you think?
The first drive, I mean, that was the killer right there, the fumble.
Well, obviously, you can't turn the football over and win. You know, this San Diego leads the National Football League with takeaways. We knew that going in the game. And, you know, that last one, hey, you know, that's football. But, you know, you got to protect the football to win, especially on the road.
And Mike, how would you assess their defense against other defenses? You played two games against them and never scored a touchdown.
Well, they're playing as good as anybody right now. They're playing as good as anybody. Probably better than most. Last half of the season, they've done a great job with the pressure on the outside, playing some basic coverages, but playing those basic coverages very well. What I mean by that is a five-man rush and playing a lot of different coverages with it and getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You got to convert in the red zone when you can't run the football like we did today, and if you don't do that, you lose.
Did you ask for an explanation from John Lynch as to what happened?
I didn't have to. I saw it.
What did you think? Was it an expression of frustration?
Well, he had his helmet. Obviously, you know, that was legal to have his helmet, but you can't throw the helmet. And so anytime you throw a helmet, you're going to get a 15-yard penalty. It's like if you throw the ball, you're supposed to get a 15-yard penalty. But that's what the officials are taught to do.